KJAN Sports.
I'm for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Atlantic is in the market for a new head football coach. Nick Ross has submitted his resignation to the Atlantic School Board. He'll be teaching and coaching in Waukee this fall. His wife, Natalie, has also accepted a teaching position in Waukee. Ross visited with members of the football team Tuesday afternoon. The Atlantic School Board is expected to act on that resignation at its next meeting. Activities Director Matt Alexander said that Ross talked to the school administration and the players now because the district needs to immediately begin the search to fill both the teaching and coaching positions. Alexander says Ross is still waiting for the Waukee School Board to approve his hiring. In his 2 years as the Atlantic head football coach, the Trojans posted records of 5-4 and 1-8. Atlantic High School alum Caitlin Walter is qualified to play for the National Junior College Athletic Association National Championship in golf. Walter qualified by placing in the top 15 from the NJCAA Region 11 Regional Tournament held at Otter Creek Golf Club in Ankeny last weekend. She shot rounds of 94 and 101 playing for Ellsworth Community College. Walter is the only player from Ellsworth to move on to the national tourney, which will be held May 12th through the 15th at the LPGA International Golf Club in Daytona Beach, Florida. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, Riverside defeated Trainer 1-0. It was Lewis Central over Creston 10-0. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 2-0. In boys' soccer, Riverside over Trainer 7-0. Denison shut out Missouri Valley 8-0, and it was Creston 6-0 over Lewis Central. Also in boys' tennis, Clarinda beat Red Oak by a final of 7-2 last night. Well, Donald Sterling's days as owner of the Los Angeles Clippers could be numbered. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has given the Clippers owner a lifetime ban and fined him $2.5 million for making racist comments in a recorded conversation. It's the first step toward forcing a sale of the club and permanently removing Sterling from the league. The penalties come just 3 days after the phone conversation was made public and hours before the Clippers hosted the Golden State Warriors. Silver says he fully expects to get the support of the necessary 3/4 of NBA owners to remove Sterling from the league. A majority of NBA ownership groups reached Tuesday by the Associated Press said that they would vote to force the embattled owner to sell his club. When asked by the AP if they would vote to remove Sterling, 16 ownership groups said they would, 8 declined to reveal their stance, and 5 others could not be reached. None of the 24 teams contacted said they would side with Sterling. The Clippers immediately issued a statement on the team's website saying it wholeheartedly supports the commissioner's actions. Sterling issued no comment. Union officials said that if the league's punishment hadn't included a mandate for Sterling to sell the team, players were considering boycotting playoff games, including Tuesday's Warriors-Clippers matchup. The discipline is based on a commissioner's conclusion that Sterling violated league rules through his comments. Well, the Clippers were able to concentrate on basketball again last night as they took a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinals. DeAndre Jordan shot 8-for-10 and produced team highs of 25 points and 18 rebounds in the Clippers' 113-103 victory over the Golden State Warriors. Chris Paul had 20 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds for the Clippers. The Warriors will host Game 6 on Thursday. The Washington Wizards have won a playoff series for the first time since 2005 and for only the second time in 32 years. The Wizards have advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals after John Wall scored 24 points and Nene Hilario added 20 in a 75-69 stifling of the Bulls in Game 5 at Chicago. Kirk Heinrich and Jimmy Butler each had 16 points to lead Chicago. Memphis owns a 3-2 lead in its conference quarterfinal series. Mike Conley hit a tie-breaking bucket with 1:02 remaining before Kevin Durant missed a free throw and a three-point try in the closing seconds of the Grizzlies' 100-99 overtime win in Oklahoma City. Serge Ibaka almost won it for the Thunder with a tip-in of Durant's missed three-point attempt, but the officials determined through replay that Ibaka's shot came after the horn sounded. Mike Miller was 5-of-8 from three-point range and finished with a team-high 21 points off the bench. Zach Randolph chipped in 20 points and 10 rebounds for Memphis, who can wrap up the series at home on Thursday. Well, the Philadelphia Flyers have stretched their Stanley Cup first-round series to the limit as they'll take on the Rangers in New York on Wednesday night. The Flyers forced a Game 7 by getting a hat trick from Wayne Simmonds in a 5-2 win over the Rangers. Simmonds completed his three-goal output with his second power play tally to put Philadelphia ahead 4-0 late in the second period. Steve Mason stopped 34 shots and blanked the Rangers until Carl Hagelin beat him with 6:34 remaining. Eric Gustafson and Claude Giroux also scored for the Flyers, who are 2-1 since Mason returned from an upper body injury. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In baseball action yesterday, Lyle Overbay singled in Chris Davis with a tie-breaking run, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals in extra innings for the second straight night, winning 5-4 in 11 innings Tuesday. Davis started the winning rally with a leadoff double against Kevin Segrist. Milwaukee is a major league best 20-7, two more victories than the previous franchise best for the opening month. Also, they're 11-1 on the road. The Brewers, missing four starters, managed just enough offense to beat the Cardinals again. Carlos Gomez homered, and pitcher Kyle Loesch had a two-run single for the Brewers, who have won 5 of 6. Tyler Thornburg struck out four batters in two scoreless innings, while Francisco Rodriguez finished things up for his 13th save of the year. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 6-1, Miami downed Atlanta 9-0, Cincinnati over Chicago 3-2, Colorado beat Arizona 5-4, and San Francisco downed San Diego 6-0. In the American League, Salvador Perez homered and drove in four runs, and the Kansas City Royals rallied for a 10-7 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Perez's two-run double off Sergio Santos in the Royals' 6-run eighth inning put the Royals ahead to stay. Perez's four RBIs matched his career high. The Royals sent 10 men to the plate in the eighth inning, which also included Omar Infante driving in two runs, while Nori Aoki and Jared Dyson added RBI singles. Perez, who had three consecutive multi-hit games, homered in the seventh with Alex Gordon aboard to trim the Toronto lead to 5-4. Aaron Crow, the third of four Royals pitchers, picked up the victory with a scoreless eighth inning, and he's not allowed an earned run and only 5 hits in 9 innings of work so far this season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Mets over Philadelphia, or it was Seattle over the New York Yankees 6-3. Boston beat Tampa Bay 7-4. Oakland over Texas 9-3. Detroit beat Chicago 4-3. The Angels over Cleveland 6-4. In interleague play, Washington beat Houston 4-3, while Pittsburgh at Baltimore and the Dodgers at Minnesota were both rained out yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, rain washed away the Iowa Cubs-Omaha Storm Chasers game in Des Moines. They'll make that up later. Iowa will host Omaha again today in an afternoon contest at Principal Park. Well, NASCAR has punished Marcos Ambrose and Casey Mears for their post-race altercation in the garage at Richmond International Raceway. Ambrose was fined $25,000, Mears was fined $15,000, and both were placed on probation through May 28th. The two had been racing for a top 20 finish Saturday night when something occurred on the track that angered Mears. He confronted Ambrose in the garage area after the race and shoved the Australian as Ambrose seemed to be walking away. Ambrose responded with a right hook to Mears' eye that drew blood. And officials at Wimbledon have announced that the purse this year will reach £25 million, or $42 million. That's an increase of 10.8% that will mostly favor the early round losers. The All England Club also says that the men's and women's singles champions will each receive $2.9 million. That's a 10% increase on last year's top prize, which was won by Andy Murray and Marion Bartoli. The Grass Court Grand Slam event will be played from June 23rd through July 6th of this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.